Good morning for Monday, August 1st, 2011. Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's making news on this morning's front page. Obama and leaders reach a debt deal. Also, Syrian strike restive cities, killing dozens. And big spending to big cuts as the economy stalls. In today's national news, in the world's eyes, much damage already done. High-tech progress hits a snag, chips use outsized power, and Florida refuses millions of dollars over health law. In today's financial news on Wall Street, optimism is tempered by hurdles. Money market funds remain wary but hopeful, and Al Jazeera English makes headway with a rival on New York cable outlet. There will be more business stories along with more national and world news. A roundup from the sports page and the opinions of New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. Now, as selected by the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top story reported from Washington is headlined, Obama and Leaders Reach a Debt Deal. Reported by Carl Holsey and Helene Cooper. President Obama and congressional leaders of both parties said late Sunday that they'd agreed to a framework for a budget deal that would cut trillions of dollars in federal spending over the next decade and clear the way for an increase in the government's borrowing limit. With the health of the fragile economy hanging in the balance and financial markets watching closely, the leaders said they would present the compromise to their caucuses on Monday in hopes of enacting it before a Tuesday deadline to avert default. Even as the president was speaking from the White House on Sunday night, Speaker John Boehner was on a conference call with House Republicans, trying to sell them on the proposal he had signed off on only minutes before. Since he's likely to lose the most conservative elements of his rank and file, Boehner faces the task of framing the pact as friendly enough to Republican principles to win over a significant group of House Republicans without alienating Democrats he will need to push it over the top. Obama, in a hastily called appearance with reporters that ended a day of uncertainty, said that the compromise would allow us to avoid default and end the crisis that Washington imposed on the rest of America. It ensures also that we will not face this same kind of crisis again in 6 months or 8 months or 12 months, he said, and that we'll begin to lift the cloud of debt and the cloud of uncertainty that hangs over our economy. Just before Obama spoke on television, the two Senate leaders, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell, took the floor to endorse the pact as well. I'm relieved to say that leaders from both parties have come together for the sake of our economy to reach a historic bipartisan compromise that ends this dangerous standoff, said Reid, the majority leader. The tentative agreement calls for at least $2.4 trillion in spending cuts over 10 years, a new congressional committee to recommend a deficit reduction proposal by Thanksgiving, and a two-step increase in the debt ceiling. If the deal is approved, establishing a special joint committee to explore deficit reduction, it will ensure that the size and scope of the federal government and the tension between spending and taxes will remain front and center in the Washington debate headed into the 2012 election. Markets reacted favorably to the announcement, with Asian markets jumping on news of the deal. The Nikkei was up nearly 2% in late morning trading. The dollar rose against the Japanese yen. Obama tempered his comments by noting that there are still some very important votes to be taken and that winning House approval would be a particular challenge. On the conference call, Boehner sought to portray the new agreement as one heavily tilted toward the Republican call for no new revenue, and he said it met the goal of instituting cuts greater than the amount of the debt limit increase. Senior White House officials said they were hopeful that congressional leaders from both sides would manage to sell the deal to their parties. While there are some Democrats who simply don't believe in the necessity of deficit reduction, one administration official said most do. I think it's important as a part to show Americans that we're serious about deficit reduction.